musical instrument.
Yeah, well, they harps, they had harps, some jute harps in there, you know, they jute up that thing, and they had this other harp. There's a plate, now you find a lot of that, and then you find a lot of them with guitar. That's the three instruments you see more.
Oh,
yeah, he found quite a few around through the country with these guitars, you know, they play those guitars, you know, those harps.
How would they refer to their things they played with? Would they call them playthings, toys, play pretties?
Well, you use the word pretty too, but they do, and I don't think they're referred to it as a toy, when it played pretty, but that was some kind of a common name, but they usually would, you know, I guess they just referred to them by that name, that they might say toy. Boy, he came over where I was, the place, you know, there's two of them. I was over there and he came over where I was, and so I was fixing to come out, and I told him, get on the truck, you see. And I said, where did I get my stick horse?
I see.
He got his stick, he ain't laying on it, and put it in the truck.
Well, they might.
Yeah.
What did they, when the kids went fishing, what did they use for bait mostly?
They use that earthworm, or they call it bait, I guess. They be the red one. You see, that's what he used mostly.
Mm-hmm.
They might use something else. They might use a little. They don't use too much of that liver and stuff like that, because they don't even have that bait. That bait with red one, earthworm, you see, it's easy. And they get them, they dig them out of the ground, you know, go find some damp place under some bowl place, a boat laying down, you know, and it's damp on the razor, and they dig them out of there, easy to get. Causing it. Now, you find a lot of these people out the ground years ago fishing, they get liver and shrimp and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
These people out in the country, they
use what they've got.
Yeah, and a lot of these people use bait. My wife, she used a lot of bait.
Mm-hmm. Children ever play with horseshoes very much?
Yeah, pieces of horses.
Is that still popular? By the way, I forgot to ask you when we were talking about horses, whether you'd describe how you could get a shoe on a horse, as a matter of fact.
I had a blacksmith, you know, they had the people around here in a shoe horse, in a regular horse shoe. Most people came to them, you know, well, they used to have blacksmiths around here, people that run this around. Blacksmith shop, which you don't see that now, where you carried all your plow tubes or your wagons and everything, and they had anvils in there, you know, you've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two or three of them around here, and they shoe horses. And they said, we don't have no blacksmith shops and such. Now we have these welding shops that do practically the same work, you know, they were doing blacksmith and a whole lot more. But they don't shoe no horses there, see. Mm-hmm. You just got regular men that shoe horses, you know.
How would a blacksmith get the iron on the horse, get the shoe on there?
Well, now they first they take that tube, you know, and they raise his foot up, you know, pick his feet up, and then they pick that shoe and put it in the fire and the cup and let it heat until it got hot. And then they stick it to his foot like that. And that leave the print of that shoe on the bottom of his foot. And then he could tell then whether he need to close that shoe up, make it fit or open it up or what he needs to do. And then he'd beat it out until he got it where he wanted it. On